Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Hilo, Jack and the Dame, and back with us again today, Eileen Wood. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. So you can relax. And while you're relaxing, why not listen? And while you're listening, we suggest Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Is You Is. Corporation takes great pleasure in presenting the owner of a very large personal corporation, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and that is definitely subversive propaganda. Do you know the result when I tip the scale?
No.
I tip the scale.
Oh.
But enough of this abadapois abadabba. Let us get down to the business at hand, and that's a very, very pleasant business. Because we're welcoming home a very charming little gal, Eileen Wood. Eileen, honey, did you have a nice vacation?
Oh, wonderful, Paul.
Well, we missed you.
I missed you too, Riley.
Thank you, Bob.
I thought about you so much that I couldn't go out with anybody else. I just went home every night and went to sleep. And I'm mighty indebted to you, gal.
You're mighty welcome, Bob.
Bob, you have the oddest way of making up to somebody.
Yes, but it works, Paul. It works.
Well, Eileen, how about making up to all of us with pretty kitty blue eyes?
Sure, and it's a pleasure, Paul.
When she walks along on the street, fellas shout, dear pretty kitty blue eyes. You can hear him shout every time she goes by, dear pretty kitty blue eyes. But she looks at no boy, she's lonely in New York. Why, she loves a dozer named Johnny O'Rourke. That's why she'll never hear anyone till he'll die. And here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. Mm-hmm. wife will never hear anyone till he'll tell. I'm here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. Her eyes are like the blue sky, the barren. Her beauty is something quite daring. There's no one as pretty as Kitty. She's got the heart I'm staring. But she goes with no boy, she's got a memory. Cause she loves the doughboy, you can find him overseas. So she'll never see anyone till he'll die. I'm here, pretty kitty, kitty, here, pretty kitty, kitty, bye.
If you're planning to buy a radio phonograph after the war, there are important reasons why you'll want to see your Philco dealer first. Before the war, Philco brought new enjoyment to music lovers with sensational radio phonograph developments. For instance, no needles to change. Instead, a rounded jewel that never needs changing, floats gently in the record grooves. New beauty of tone, all the glorious musical overtones reproduced, and no lid to lift, thanks to the Philco tilt front cabinet. The pre-war Philco radio phonograph was a superb musical instrument, and it's just the starting point for the Philco of tomorrow. Wartime electronic advances by Philco engineers promise more brilliant performance than you've ever heard. New delights from recorded music, new pleasures in radio listening. Philco leadership in the past and its promise for the future are excellent reasons why you'll want to make your post-war radio phonograph a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Today, the Philco Summer Hour is honored by a visit of a very good neighbor, Senorita Inez Carrillo of Uruguay. Senorita Carrillo won a South American piano contest 3 years ago and was given a scholarship to study in the United States. So here she is, and I'd like you to meet her.
Thank you, Senor Whiteman.
I saw the notices you got in your town hall debut last year, and the critics certainly felt the same way about you as I do. Which is terrifico. How about showing the Philco chillen how music goes the South American way?
Oh, I'd love to. I love very much to play a hot tune from South America. But what? Maybe you don't know.
Oh, I guess you think we're not hip to South American tunes. Is that it?
Could be. So I'll play one everybody knows. Tico Tico.
Well, maybe you're right, Inez. The piano is all yours. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Robert, are you in the mood to chirp a little song for us?
Yes, sir, Mr. Whiteman. I'll sing anything you want, as long as it's good night wherever you are.
Well, it doesn't leave me much choice, but I'm very content about it. It's a nice, dreamy tune for you, Bobby Boy.
Yeah, it sure is. Watch me on that second chorus, though, and see that I don't take it too seriously.
I'll be a-watching. If I see you nodding, I'll hit you smack dab on the head with a downbeat. So go ahead, Bobby. Good night wherever you are.
Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far. With all my heart, I pray.
Take up the case of the pig. Apropos of the pig, we have gathered a few significant facts. For one thing, a pig is an animal you can be if you don't want to swing on a star. A pig is also the beast from which we get pigskin. Pigskin, as you know, is used for footballs, wallets, and also to hold the pig together. Anything else you want to know about this animal, you can find in the song Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame are going to sing now. It's called Pigfoot Pete. So kids, expound.
He's got a double barrel head, and he shoots.
Standing by in the newsroom is our Philco reporter, George Hayes, ready to bring you the latest news from all over the world. So now we take you to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
A brilliant American victory, one of the greatest in the Pacific War. A powerful American naval force operating off the Bonin and Volcano Islands slugged it out for 2 days with a huge Jap convoy. Returned time and again to attack the enemy during those action-packed hours. And then, when the final score was counted, the triumphant record for our side was at least 38. Yes, 38 Jap vessels, including 5 destroyers and a light cruiser, sunk or damaged. Our carriers lost 16 planes, then teamed up to assault the islands, destroyed 16 Jap aircraft, damaged 5 more. And here is still another significant triumph for Allied cruisers, this one in the waters off France, right near Brittany. The blazing guns of an Allied patrol force sent a Nazi convoy of 7 ships to the bottom. Ended a German attempt at a little Dunkirk from Brittany in total disaster. Soon after, the same Allied force caught another convoy, sent it scurrying back into a death trap at Saint-Nazaire. And those Polish fighters, this time units of the underground, are once more writing a blazing saga of courage into the pages of military history. The Poles, despite fast disappearing supplies and heavy strafing by Nazi planes, are fighting savagely in flaming Warsaw, have now battled for 5 fierce days against superior Nazi forces, and they've just captured 4 more strategic points inside their country's capital. Russian troops are racing to the rescue, cutting their way towards Warsaw behind a curtain of steel. Tanks and infantry of the 1st White Russian Army have now outflanked Warsaw to the north, cut their way forward 12 miles. And other Red troops have taken a big Polish oil center in the Carpathian foothills, sliced off one of Hitler's last 2 big oil sources. Rampant American armored forces are sweeping through isolated Brittany unchecked tonight, are cutting their way deep into the heart of France. Yankee doughboys have chalked up gains totaling 40 miles, sent the Nazis tumbling back on Paris in their first big retreat on the Western Front. Well, the Allied aerial blitz has brought its biggest week in history to a roaring climax. About 1,800 American heavy bombers filled the skies over Germany today. Escorted by more than 1,000 fighters, these big dreadnoughts of the sky hammered and blasted Nazi industry, oil stocks, airfields, and submarine bases. Struck at Berlin, Hamburg, Kiel, Toulon, and flying bomb bases. Battle-hardened South African troops of the British 8th Army have pierced into the center of the Italian city of Florence today, are tangled in vicious close-quarter fighting in the city streets. It's a battle to the death, too, because the Nazi defenders are those same veterans, those same fanatical fighters, who held the Americans at bay in the bloody battle for Casino. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Hearing the strains of the original theme composed by Alfred Newman for the 20th Century Fox Technicolor picture, Darrell F. Zanuck's Wilson. We take great pleasure in presenting a medley of some of the 87 songs from this great picture for two reasons. First, because the music represents a cross-section of musical Americana, the songs America was singing when President Wilson lived. Secondly, because the entire scoring for this picture is the work of a man whom Paul admires very greatly, Alfred Newman, who won the Academy Award last winter for his thrilling score for the picture Song of Bernadette. So here is the Alfred Newman Wilson medley.
brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Hilo Jack and the Dame, Bob Johnston, and Eileen Wood. Paul Whiteman is about to open the second half with a fast version of Kentucky, if we can get him up on the podium.
What do you mean, Riggsy, if you can get me up on the podium?
But you look all swelled up with pride or something, since your picture is plastered all over the front page of Tune In magazine this month.
Oh, no, Glenn, I'm highly flattered, but I'm still my modest little self. And here we go with Jane Tuck.
Suppose that you were able to select the best vegetables from your victory garden and plan right now to use them fresh, not canned, on your table next winter. None of the fuss and bother of canning. All the full flavor and vitamin content of rich, sun-ripened fresh vegetables and fruit. That's exactly what Philco refrigerator engineers are planning for you after the war. Philco has pioneered in frozen food refrigeration. Just ask the owner of a Philco refrigerator how much that big, roomy, separate frozen storage compartment means today in convenience, fewer shopping trips, and economy. All kinds of food kept fresh for weeks in below-freezing temperatures. This full-size frozen food compartment was just one pre-war feature of the complete line of Philco refrigerators. Post-war Philco plans call for daring new improvements in both refrigerators and home freezing lockers. You'll be able to serve fresh summer vegetables in January. You'll be amazed at the convenience, versatility, and usefulness of the Philco refrigerator. Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war. Today, we open the door of the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame to welcome another Whiteman alumnus, Al Duffy.
And, children, if you want to hear fiddling as it's good to be fiddled, take old Dr. Whiteman's advice and listen to Al Duffy. He's got some of the boys out of the band, and just to add to the confusion, Al has decided on toy trumpet on the violin. Just how this is going to be done, well, listen, Al, but you got it.
You look awful pretty today.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. You do, too.
Eileen, don't you think you need someone to take care of you in New York? Someone who'll be a father to you and protect you from New York wolves and their lines?
I do, Glenn. The ones I particularly have to watch out for are the men who tell you they want to be a father to you and protect you. They're the most dangerous, I think.
You do? Oh. What are you going to sing, Eileen?
Too Much in Love.
Riggs, what happened to that routine? Now and then time again. 2 weeks ago, Paul Whiteman asked you, Phil Cochillin, to help him out on today's Now and Then spot. The way Paul gets those numbers to sound just the way they did then is to have the boys listen to his old recordings. Well, you remember he was stuck for a copy of his ancient and venerable version of Do You Ever Think of Me? And we asked you to let us know if you would lend us your copy. And for being so obliging, we said we'd send a $25 bond to the writer of the letter having the earliest postmark. Well, the letters came and came. We had a stack of them about midway in size between Eileen and Pop.
Now, what do you know? It was a tie. So, to two of them, Marie Hum of Glendale, California, and Sergeant Zuber, stationed at St. Petersburg, Florida, we're sending with thanks a $25 war bond, one to each of them. So, here's the now and dinner. First, the way we used to do it. You got it, boys. Take it off. Thank you. didn't think it sounded like that. We thought it sounded like this.
There's a soldier in the 102nd Division, one Corporal Bowers by name, who penned a little gem of a ditty called The Army is Amusin' for the 102nd show, Ozark Capers. This tune was so good that it capered right on through the Ozarks to the Philco Summer Hour. And now it capers straight to you by way of Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. So for the first time on the air, here's Corporal Bowers' The Army is Amusin'.
Amusing, it's been sudden, so darn confusing. You never know whether to do or whether to dump. You're always in a hurry, and you're always off your worry, 'cause you never know whether they will or whether they won't. An order comes from headquarters. Green fatigue is the uniform, they say. You can bet your bottom quarter that the order will be changed in time today. Oh, the army would be amusing if it wasn't so darn confusing. You never know whether to do or whether to dump. You're always in a hurry and you're always off your worry, 'cause you never know whether they will or whether they won't. This formation will move off at 7, by the way that's what the order is. But the darn thing will go off at 11. You'd have been better off if you'd have stood in bed. The army would be amusing if it wasn't so darn confusing. You never know whether to do or whether to won't. They wake you up at the crack of dawn with a bugle. It's so dark you can't even see. You drill and drill for a sergeant whose name is McDougal. He's a modern Simon Legree. You know the army would be like heaven if family came at 11. I hate that time, that time, that time. Oh, the army may be confusing, but it didn't feel blue. The Axis is losing because we're confusing them through.
Even while I say this, the Russian victory march is being heard at the gates of Warsaw. We would like to think that over the sounds of the battle, a song is rising. A song of a free Warsaw. 3 years ago, the British composer Richard Adinsell wrote his Warsaw Concerto, expressing in this medium his impassioned hope of what may now come to pass. In fact, what may be happening at this very moment. The liberation of Warsaw. We've been using the Warsaw Concerto as our theme, and many, many of you have written us asking us to play the concerto in its entirety. There could be no more fitting time than now. And so today, with Inez Carrillo at the piano, Paul Whiteman conducts the orchestra in the Warsaw Concerto. perhaps in a plane flying precious cargo over the humps to China, or in a fighter high above France, or on a landing barge hitting the beach in the Pacific, or in a modern kitchen in Kansas City, or on the parquet floor of a Park Avenue penthouse. It's equipment built by Philco. Wartime radar and electronic devices, peacetime radios, radio phonographs, refrigerators, and air conditioners. Philco built them all. And their superb performance under severe conditions has made Philco famous for quality the world over. Today, Philco research blazes a trail toward even better products tomorrow. Products for you to enjoy after victory.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next time. Hope to see you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alum. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war, makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.